Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soothe to Sleep Stories. I recorded this episode for day 81, just a few hours before the news, about my beloved Hawaiʻi. Even though I'm not on the island of Maui, I am from the island of Oahu, and we, as well as you, the entire world, has been affected by those who understand the beauty, the history, the legacy, the culture, part of our Hawaiian saga, part of the Hawaiian saga, part of a human saga of Lahaina being burnt to the ground. It is now a few days later, and I had recorded the podcast a few hours before the news, but I just wanted to let you know how much I am in shock and in grief, as well as I'm sure many of you. I have friends who have families who've lost everything, and I just have to give this over to God. And this is just a few days, too, before I happen to turn the big 5-0. This has just been a whirlwind week. I'm so grateful to God for being alive, and I'm grateful for those who are now safe. I'm so sorry and sad for those who died. It's now up to 55 people who have died, and over 270 structures that have been destroyed forever. Surprisingly, the banyan tree, which I was around a few years ago when I used to do outreach programs for the Hawaii Opera, is still standing, miraculously. The Pioneer Inn, where my family and I used to go for the summers, we would sail from Oahu to my dad's boat. That is destroyed, and I just give this all to God right now, and let you know that I'm crying, and I'm really sad, and I know Jesus is collecting my tears in the bottle, and your tears in the bottle, just like he promised us in Revelation. So if you want to cry about this, go ahead and cry, and weep before the Lord, and just run to Him. I hope you are blessed by this episode. Please remember, I recorded this just hours before I found out about our beloved Lahaina and other towns like Kihei and other cities on Maui, our beloved Maui. And Oahu is doing their best to house the displaced Maui residents in hotels, etc. So please continue to lift them up in prayer, them and their families, in the name of Jesus. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. This is the series where I am sharing the word with you in a soft-spoken or whispered manner. And we are finally here, day 81. This is the last podcast I will be recording before I turn the big 5-0, 50 years old. So, I hope it's just as significant for you as it is for me. And for day 81, we will be going through the Book of Numbers, Chapter 17 through 19, and the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 13, as well as concluding with the Eventide portion from God Calling. But before we begin, sweet friend, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know Him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. And now I will ask the Lord, God Almighty, to bless this episode for day 81. Dear Adonai Elohim, Heavenly Father, O Almighty God, thank you so much for this day, day 81, for this series. Thank you for giving me the strength and endurance to complete this series, Lord, so that souls will be drawn to your word through one of many channels, my being one of them. Thank you for your anointing, Lord, to just flow through me as I share your word today, and revelation, understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, O Holy Spirit, helping us to squeeze out, chew on, and meditate on what you want us to learn and gather and apply to our lives, first to you, then to our loved ones and to others. Oh Jesus, there's nothing that can compare to your love. No one can take your place. There's no one like you, Jesus. You are the name above all names, ever existing. Existing now and what will exist in the future. You are Lord Almighty, Son of God. I thank you so much for drawing us closer to you, closer than we've ever been drawn. And sweet Holy Spirit, oh precious Holy Spirit, take not your spirit from me. I couldn't bear it if you did. Help us to walk out our salvation, our walk with the Lord, in reverence, fear of the Lord, and trembling, and adventure and joy. Your joy is our strength, as your word says in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Thank you for your joy. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of the sweet Holy Spirit, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Amen. Numbers, chapter 17. And the Lord spoke to Moshe, or Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and get from them a rod, from each father's house, all their leaders according to their father's houses, 12 rods. Write each man's name on his rod. And you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi. For there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house. Then you shall place them in the tabernacle of meeting, before the testimony, where I meet with you. And it shall be that the rod of the man whom I choose will blossom. Thus I will rid myself of the complaints of the children of Israel, which they make against you. So Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and each of their leaders gave him a rod apiece, for each leader according to their father's houses, 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses placed the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth buds, had produced blossoms, and yielded ripe almonds. Then Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord to all the children of Israel, and they looked, and each man took his rod. And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony, to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die. Thus did Moses, just as the Lord had commanded him, so he did. So the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, surely we die, we perish, we all perish. Whoever even comes near the tabernacle of the Lord must die. Shall we all utterly die? Numbers chapter 18. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood. Also, bring with you your brethren of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tabernacle of witness. They shall attend to your needs and all the needs of the tabernacle, but they shall not come near the articles of the sanctuary and the altar, lest they die, they and you also. They shall be joined with you and attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, for all the work of the tabernacle. But an outsider shall not come near you. And you shall attend to the duties of the sanctuary and the duties of the altar, that there may be no more wrath on the children of Israel. Behold, I myself have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. They are a gift to you, given by the Lord, to do the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Therefore, you and your sons with you shall attend to your priesthood for everything at the altar and behind the veil, and you shall serve. I give your priesthood to you as a gift for service, but the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. And the Lord spoke to Aaron, here, I myself have also given you charge of my heave offerings, all the holy gifts of the children of Israel. I have given them as a portion to you and your sons, as an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire. Every offering of theirs, every grain offering, and every sin offering, and every trespass offering which they render to me, shall be most holy for you and your sons. In a most holy place, you shall eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. This also is yours, the heave offering of their gift. With all the wave offerings of the children of Israel, I have given them to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. All the best of the oil, all the best of the new wine, and the grain, their first fruits which they offer to the Lord, I have given them to you. Whatever first ripe fruit is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, shall be yours. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. Everything that first opens the womb of all flesh, which they bring to the Lord, whether man or beast, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem, and those redeemed of the devoted things you shall redeem when 1 month old, according to your valuation, for 5 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of a sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of a cow, the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma to the Lord. And their flesh shall be yours, just as the wave breast and the right thigh are yours. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall perform the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore, I have said to them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak thus to the Levites, and say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of your tithe, and your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel. And you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest. Of all your gifts, you shall offer up every heave offering due to the Lord, from the best of them, the consecrated part of them. Therefore, you shall say to them, when you have lifted up the best of it, then the rest shall be accounted to the Levites as the produce of the threshing floor and as the produce of the winepress. You may eat it in any place, you and your households, for it is your reward for your work in the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall bear no sin because of it, when you have lifted up the best of it. But you shall not profane the holy gifts of the children of Israel, lest you die. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in this vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down." Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Shabbat, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Shabbat. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Shabbat day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Shabbat loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Shabbat?" And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden. And it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air nested in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till it was all leavened." And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master or the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you, where you are from,' then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. On that very same day, some Pharisees came, saying to him, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go, tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected.' Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem." O Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly, I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Baruch haba Hashem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" God calling, eventide, day 81, simplicity. Jesus said, "Be content to do the simple things. Never think that if you have not the cleverness of the world, I cannot use your services. Pure sparkling wine may be in a silver goblet or in a simple glass, but to the one who receives, it is the wine that matters, not the vessel, provided that be pure and clean. It is my truth that matters, not the person that utters it, provided the desire is there to deliver my message for me. True simplicity is found only as you live in me and act in my strength, for only in our close companionship can real value be achieved. Never accept the values of earth. Be content with simplicity." And so, just to recapitulate Numbers chapter 17 and 18, it's all about the Lord choosing whom he chooses to make atonement for the children of Israel, as he did with Aaron's rod. Out of all the 12 tribes, Levi was chosen to be the only one to approach the Holy of Holies once a year. Any other time he would die, but this God made a witness in front of Moses and everybody who God chose. And the people already knew. It's as if they were cut to the heart. They had the fear of the Lord properly. And Proverbs chapter 1 talks about having the fear of the Lord. And that's the beginning of wisdom. This kind of fear, a healthy fear, where you realize God Almighty, his will, not ours, prevails. Because God only wants what's best for us. And he knew Aaron was the best one. Why? What happened? Let's recall. They were the first tribe to come and defend the Lord. The first ones. Back in the book of Exodus. So, God never forgot that. And Aaron and his family, for all generations from the tribe of Levi, were chosen to make atonement. And then also, this is where the support of the Levites comes into existence as a statute forever. the tithe from the children of Israel, a tenth, because the Levites had no inheritance except the Lord, and so the Lord, through the children of Israel, would support the Levites. I also love that there's a recognition of where to eat. In verse 10 of Numbers chapter 18, the Lord designates the most holy place they shall eat. He also designates the firstborn of a cow, sheep, goat, not to be redeemed, for they are holy, but to sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as a sweet aroma to the Lord. And I love how the Lord tells Aaron that he reminds him the priesthood is given by the Lord as a gift, and that the brethren of the Levites from among the children of Israel are a gift to Aaron to do the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And in verse 21, behold, I've given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform. The Lord is our source. He decides how he wants to reward us, whether through natural means or supernatural, when we obey him quickly and quietly, as he rewarded Aaron and through the tithes for the children of Israel. Plus, a tithe makes one, even the poorest of the poor, important. If they could just give and support the work of the Lord, they feel that they are contributing an important part of the family of God. And just to recapitulate, what was impressed upon me when I was sharing Luke chapter 13 was quite a few things. The compassion that Jesus had to remove that bondage and heal on the day of rest, Shabbat, so she could enter the Lord's rest and not be bent over. And then, this is when the Lord talks about the narrow gate. Many trying to enter into the narrow gate, but not able to. That's one of the scariest verses. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, and Luke chapter 13, verse 27. And then I believe the Lord saw the future of Jerusalem when he said in verses 34 through 35 what's going to happen to her house. Indeed, 70 years later after his resurrection, that temple was destroyed physically and has never been rebuilt since then. So he lamented over Jerusalem. And then when he said in verse 33 that it's not his time to die, for a prophet should not perish outside of Jerusalem. Some will say, oh, then Jesus was only a prophet. No, remember, he could not reveal that he was the Son of God just yet, only to a select few, his disciples and others. But in public, he could reveal that he was also a prophet. Jesus was everything, the Son of God, our great high priest, our final sacrifice, our Messiah. All the prophets before him pointed to Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. And the next time, ladies and gentlemen, I will be 50 years old when I share the next podcast for day 82. Blessings to you.